Follow the Money Weekly presents your precious metals market update. Here's Tom Cloud.
This is Tom Cloud with this week's precious metals market update. Today on Wednesday, the Federal Reserve finally made their much anticipated announcement that they were going to taper approximately $10 billion a month off the $85 billion they were buying mortgage-backed securities with. But if you read the rest of the story, they also announced late in the fall that they were also going to increase the purchasing of treasury bills. Now, anyone out there that's listened to me or followed our subject matter for any time realizes this is really an increase in purchases because they're purchasing a lot more treasuries than they're putting into mortgage-backed securities. No one in the world, as I talk to my contacts in China and in Europe in particular, no one is buying U.S. treasuries when we're on the verge of seeing the interest rates getting ready to head significantly higher in 2014 and all kinds of charts being broken on bonds. And you're going to see money moving from bonds, and money that has been investing in real estate is now going to move to precious metals. And I feel very sure about that when I know what kind of volume and what kind of talk is going on right now among major money. So this was really anticipated and absolutely something that was already factored. Gold and silver did drop a little bit late in the afternoon after the announcement, but it's actually something we feel is very healthy. Don't look for a lot of volume rest of the year. We'll see low volume days, and gold and silver should stay fairly neutral. And once again, we're looking for a very good 2014. The forecasts are starting to come in from the people that forecast it, and the only bank last year that forecast that gold was going to go down in 2013 is now talking about a 15 or 20% up year for gold this year. But the one thing I want to just keep reiterating is palladium is really sizing up. The figures coming out on palladium are incredible. In fact, today, Kitco, KITCO.com, ran an article on all the forecasts for palladium by seven different major banks and forecasting firms, and they had palladium going up from a minimum of 10% to over 30% for the next year, 2014. So we've seen substantial increase in our palladium volume, and I think we'll continue to see the hedge fund managers and institutional investors move in as they studied the rarity of it. And after watching palladium be the number one metal for two consecutive years, I would be very surprised if it didn't end up number one in 2014. So it's a great time to buy palladium. It was affected a little bit by the Fed announcement, but not much. But it stands as probably the best value in the precious metals market right now. And platinum also looks like it's going to have a good year in 2014. So we do look for a rebound in the metals, gold and silver, that actually went down in 2013. But it could be, you know, late in the first quarter before we start seeing all these interest rates increases and the money being put in to buy treasuries that's going to drive the yields up and money exiting the treasury market. So it's going to be an interesting first quarter, but overall we're looking for a tremendous 2014. Just two things to mention. I've mentioned several times, if you have rare coins, I really, really urge you to get out of those as soon as you possibly can and get into bullion coins and bars. And also your IRA that continually looks like there could be some problems there. You want to get into precious metals if you don't already have a precious metals IRA, and I would be happy to discuss that with you also. You can reach me at 800-247-2812. That's 800-247-2812. If you're not getting our email blast, you can sign up for those at FTMDaily.com and go to the Precious Metals button or FTMDaily.com/gold and sign up. And it is confidential. We don't share your email with anyone. So hopefully, if you're not on that list, you will get on it. And we look for a very interesting 2014. We'll spend a lot more time in the first part of the year talking about what's going on in China with the industrial and commercial business. And lastly, before closing, we did get some good news today besides the news on the tapering from the Federal Reserve, is the Indian government, after raising taxes on gold from 4% to 10% in 2013, they saw their tax revenues actually go down because people were buying gold that was being smuggled in. So the government got smart and dropped those taxes to 6% and may even go lower before 2014 starts. So for those that didn't have sources to buy on gold that was coming in, this will put a lot of people back in the gold market, because we did have a big drop in gold purchases in India during 2013. So this is another very good thing going forward to 2014. With this week's Precious Metals Market Update, this is Tom Cloud signing out.